Good evening, everyone. I'm Chris. I'm an alcoholic. And I want to thank Robin, who's not here, and the group for allowing me to come and share my experience. I'm a run-of-the-mill alcoholic. I don't have a crazy war story, and even if I did, I probably couldn't really relay the whole thing because I was in a blackout most of the time, especially at the end. But we have a threefold illness, and I know that before the allergy and before the mental obsession, I always had that that spiritual malady. I was always restless, irritable, discontent, and full of fear. And, I could never get along with anyone, always getting in trouble in school. And, I took my first drink of alcohol when I was 15 years old. And, it was the first time in my life I was ever okay. It's that one thing. I'll never forget that night as long as I live. Lied everything to arrange everything. And, my parents warned me, stay away from that stuff. The alcoholics, they sleep in the Bowery. That's what they said, and all they want to do is drink. And I didn't listen to them, and nothing bad happened. Actually, something good happened. I was able to finally be myself, and that was my experience. Nothing bad happened, and I went home that night. I didn't get caught, and I didn't start drinking daily, but the thought was always there. And I always hung around with the group that always did other substances, and I always said, they're doing that, I could just drink, and that's what I did. And I never drank and had two, and never saw the point of that. It's stupid. I just drank like the literature says. I drank for the effect, not the taste. I drank as much as I can, always as fast as I can, and it progressed, and it started to get more and more and more, consequences came, and I always just kind of pushed it off, whatever, and my life's in order. I'm not as bad as them, and everything was going along well, even with the consequences. Graduated high school, good student, and like I said, everything was going along well. And I'm in college now, and it's starting to progress. I'm starting to get into other things too, that allow me to drink longer. And I'm this is great. It's the first time in my life. There's no supervision, money. I have money, no supervision. I'm actually finding a way to pass all my classes because I know I would have to go home and have to live back at home if I flunked out, so I kept this going, and it was all good. One night though, the second year I was in college, I guess we were a little loud, we were drinking and doing other stuff, and I'm only mentioning this because it'll tie in later. I know this is AA, but we got busted with a large amount of drugs in the room, and we didn't get kicked out of school, but they said if we get caught doing anything again for the rest of the year, that we're gonna be kicked out then. So we got one reprieve. Be good for the rest of the year, and we were allowed to go off campus to the bars, just don't get in trouble. And I made up my mind, I'm not going to do this. Okay, I have 2 months left in the semester, not going to do this. And 4 days later, I was walking to the liquor store, and I was I shouldn't be doing this, I know it, and I went and did it anyway. And I could look back now, I know that was the first time I ever said I'm not going to do it, and I went and did it anyway. I came into AA, and it was I thought I was an alcoholic because I drank a lot. I thought, I drink every day, I can't stop, and this is why I'm an alcoholic, and I learned, this is really the first time in my life I had the alcoholic experience, because every other time, it went as planned. I always planned to go out. I didn't say, I'm going to go home at 11 o'clock or stop after 4. It was never like that. you know, but that one time, like, looking back, now I know, like, I said I'm not going to do it, I'm going to do it, and I went and did it anyway, and that was, like, a lot more of those came as, you know, time went on, but, you know, I had, like, faced consequences, like I said, you know, and I'm not going to stand up here and, like, you know, like, brag about the war stories, because this isn't the place for it, you know, I don't really like to do that, but, you know, I had reasons to stop, and, you know, I just kept going, and, you know, all through this, I somehow got through school, and, you know, and, like, this is what I'm using to say, like, you know, I'm not that bad, like, I have friends who are, you know, really into heavy drugs, and I'm like, I have a job now, which I quit because it didn't allow me to drink the way I wanted to, so I got a different job then. And this is like, you know, I planned my life around being able to drink. I had a great job, like on Wall Street as a trader, but I had to be in at like 7 every morning, and I was like, they're nuts, like 7 in the morning, like, don't they know? Like, I have to be out, like, and, you know, I have to be able to drink, and that's like, you know, I planned my life around drinking, and it was like, now looking back, I'm like, oh my God, but, you know, that's like how it was. You know, and I'm just like gonna, you know, just like fast forward. By the time I was 24, it got really bad. I was drinking every day. You know, I had a serious girlfriend then, and like we were talking about, like, we're gonna get married, and, you know, she gave me the ultimatum, I need to stop. I said I was gonna stop. You know, and I was like, you know, I knew about AA. I'm not one of these people who like went to rehab and they like found out about AA. My dad was telling me I needed to go to AA since I was like 18. He's like, you need to go to AA. You know, he has friends who were successful coming here, so he knew about it, and he always preached about AA to me, and I was like, oh, I'm not hurting anyone but myself. Like, look at you. You know, I always brushed it off. You know, and, you know, like, I got this under control, you know, and I was like, you know, really just getting by. I was driving drunk all the time and doing all kinds of stuff under the influence that, you know, winding up in places I didn't wind up. You know, and I always got away. You know, I never got arrested, thank God. And, you know, I could very easily have a much different life than I have now if I had gotten caught doing some of the things I did. You know, so I'm grateful for that today. You know, but, you know, I figured, you know, yeah, I'll go to AA, you know, I'll calm down, you know, and, you know, I'll go to a couple meetings, everything will be good, we'll get married and live happily ever after in the end and all that stuff, you know, and, like, I came to a couple meetings, like, you know, and I put, like, 100 days together. I stopped going to meetings after, like, 2 weeks, just, like, I was, like, so crazy. Like, it was the first time in my life I really, really, like, really tried to stop drinking. Yeah, and I put, like, exactly 100 days, and it was like, New Year's Eve. Got a resentment about something, and, like, I picked up. Everything was there, the progression. I was in rehab, wound up in rehab a couple days later. Like, my life totally blew up, like, totally blew up for the bad there, and, you know, I was in rehab, I voluntarily went, I really couldn't stop, you know, and just coming to meetings and for those 2 weeks and hearing a couple things about the progression of the illness, and it wasn't like a meeting like this. I heard a lot of stuff, like, you know, and I don't want to, like, bash meetings, you know, I'm not here to do that, but, you know, I think some meetings offer a different message than other meetings, and the meetings in Queens where I live, I was going to, they were like, you know, they passed the book around with a bunch of phone numbers. And I'm like, I'm not going to call these people. I don't know them. And, you know, if you're going to drink, think it through. Like, today, I don't have the ability to do that. Like, I might be able to do it 8 times out of 10. But, you know, my history shows I cannot think the drink through. I'm not going to call the sponsor when, you know, the obsession's on me. I'm going to call my drug dealer more. I mean, that's who I'm calling. not the sponsor. Sorry. It's usually after. You know, after after it all happened and it's a disaster, and I'm like, oh, well, yeah, now I'll call him, and, you know, just with all the self-pity, but never before. But, you know, I try, like, you know, and, like, all this stuff, and, like, to, you know, to me, like, really coming in, not exposed to any of this recovery stuff, that stuff all made, like, it really did make sense to me. You know, well, yeah, I'll just think it through. I'll remember how bad it was that I was driving drunk out to Staten Island or through, you know, and it didn't work. And, you know, that's like, that's just for me. You know, if your experience doesn't match mine, I don't know what to tell you. But, you know, I don't have the ability to... do those like gimmicks, I like to call them, to, you know, be able to stop. And if I did, I wouldn't be here right now. I'd be at home or somewhere else, not in an AA meeting. I'd just make up my mind to stop, and I really would stop. And I don't mean to sound like arrogant when I say that, but, you know, I'm here like not to make friends. I'm here to save my ass. You know, I tried to do this on my own, and I wasn't successful. I came back with my tail between my legs, right? That's the saying. I'm not really sure. But, you know, I'm just going to get back to my story. I went to rehab, and this is like another, I said, I only hurt myself. And, you know, my dad was so happy that I, like, voluntarily went to rehab because, he got to see this destruction that was my life firsthand, you know, because I was actually like had a lot of promise. You know, I had a good job when, I did well in school and everything, you know, and I think he had like high hopes for me. And, you know, walking around smelling like Georgie vodka, that was like, you know, it's coming out like all the time. And he just like look at me with disgust, and he's like, you know, I finally have a chance. And when I saw this man in rehab, they had to visit, you know, he had to sit for 2 hours in the class, and I looked across at him and I said, you know, and he was crying, and he really was like, I saw for the first time in my life that I'm really, I'm really hurting other people too. And I said, I'm going to stop, and I'm going to, I'm going to do these suggestions that they're giving me. And, you know, of course, you know, I meant it, and, you know, 6 months out of rehab down the road, I didn't follow any suggestions. I came into AA and did like a million commitments. I went to a meeting every night. You know, I was the coffee guy. I was, setting up this meeting, and I was like all over the place. But, you know, I drank after 6 months, and I was like devastated. It was like, I can't believe I picked up after 6 months. My life is over. You know, I had people in Queens, they're like, he just didn't want it bad enough. I can't believe he went out. What's wrong with him? Like, this kid, look at him. You know, he had it all, and he went and ruined it. You know, and I felt really bad, you know, and still, and listen, I can't say, like, my sponsor, you know, he met me, and he was talking to me, and he's like, listen, you know, there's going to be people who are going to say, don't drink, go to meetings, all that. You need to go through this work in the big book. You know, and I was like, you know, I was kind of, you know, and there's a line in the big book that talks about dying a spiritual death or accepting spiritual help. Like, there's two things we could do. I was kind of like, well, I could, like, I'll be able to do this on my own. Like, if I, you know, get a new job and get a new car and get the girl back, you know, and when I tried to do that and it all fell through, everything blew up. I was like so crazy. I had no choice but to drink. Right. I was like, these people are so crazy. You know, they're coming to the meeting. They're talking about the dog taking a crap on the floor, you know, but they didn't drink today. And I was just like, I can't take this anymore. And like, I was done. You know, I drank. And it started like a 3-year relapse. Oh my God! You know, I would put a little time together, and like, I really mean it this time. I'm gonna stop. You know, and I'd go out. You know, out of work every Monday, calling in sick. Like, they know what's going on, and I think they don't know. I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I had like bunch of like made up relatives that died and everything, and it was, you know, it was like, you know, it was like the typical textbook alcoholic behavior. And, you know, I thought I had everyone fooled. And, you know, this is like the cool thing, like, you know, I always hear, you know, God works through people in the rooms, you know, and for me, very true. But, you know, he also worked through people outside of the rooms for me. You know, my dad was so disgusted with me. You know, I put this man through the ringer. I put him through hell. I really did. You know, and you know, just the way I talked to him, just like blowing him off when he tried to like really genuinely try to help me, just like, you know, give him like this, like the, like wave my hand, like, you know, get lost, I know, and you know how many times he heard me say I'm done, you know, and then he sees me all lit up again like the next day or even later on that day. You know, and it just got to the point where I didn't care, you know, like, I used to try to hide it, but, you know, I'd, like, walk around just, like, with the drink in my hand, and, you know, and I'd just be like, listen, you know what, I'm not out of the house and bad things, like, I just want to, like, stay here, you know, at least I'm safe, because I would really get drunk like 5 times in a weekend. I love the weekend because I could just drink, pass out, wake up, drink, pass out, and that's like what I do. Like, I didn't want to leave. I just wanted to drink. And like what happened was it got bad and like really bad where I'm like waking up in the morning and I need to like just drink just to get out of bed. And, you know, I said something to someone at work and, you know, I really need to work because I'm like, I need to keep this job. It's like the last thing I'm holding on to. And they've had it with me too. Like, totally had it with me. And they're like, they're just so sick of it. And I said something, you know, and I'm like, you know, I really can lose my job over this because they already, like, have sent me away once. And, you know, and, you know, this is like how I think God works through civilians sometimes too, you know. They called me in and, you know, they weren't surprised that I told them that I had still been drinking and, and, you know, and, you know, they were, you know, they really worked with me and told me, that they wanted to see me get better and, you know, all that other nice stuff. But it was like, you know, I didn't have to worry about that, and they told me whatever I needed to do for my recovery, and it just helped me. I can't tell you how much it, like, helped me, like, you know, that little bit of support, because, like, I wouldn't go back to some meetings in Queens because they looked, I was showing up loaded. Like, I had the coffee commitment, and, you know, they caught me drinking while I was making the coffee. They were like, they had an emergency business meeting, and they're like, he's gotta go, he can't be here, he's drinking. Like, it was like, it was bad, and, you know, I felt like I can't even go to AA. and that's, like, how it was, but, you know, and, you know, so that's like really how it was, and you know, I'm forever grateful. I'm still at that job today, and I'm in good standing, and you know, they like me, and I show up on time. But yeah, I really do think that, you know, them putting in the effort to get me the help I needed got me started on this journey, because I haven't drank since that day I sat in that office with the people there. And, you know, and I think I kind of had that step two experience there. You know, I just talked a lot about one, my inability to stop it and control my drinking, and how my mind will always bring me back to it. But, you know, coming in on step two, I was like violently against God. And, you know, I had said, like, when I first came in, you know, I had this guy tell me I need to go through the big book. And, you know, I had no problem meeting him every week. I was like, yep, I'm staying active. Like, you know, that's what they told me to do. I got a sponsor. And, you know, and reading, like, you know, we read, like, what, for an hour every week. So it took a while to get through step one. And there's not really that much, you know, spiritual talk. But when we got to We Agnostics, you know, I had, like, this laundry list of, like, shit that God did to me. And I was like, no way. Plus, on top of that, I was raised in an Italian Catholic family. You know, it's a punishing God, and I have no chance. And, you know, I was so close-minded about everything. You know, I kind of, like, pushed that guy out, you know, and told him, you know, like, you know, we went ahead, but, you know, I yesed him to death. You know, my inventory was like, you know, it was like, this sucks. I'm, like, gonna, like, like, I'm going to write all this stuff down. You know, I'm going to, like, go do something cool. And, You know, and like, you know, like I did drink shortly after, but. You know, and really though, 3 years of relapsing, you know, sitting in meetings, you know, and judging everybody, oh, like, I'm not as bad as that guy, you know, the wife kicked him out, you know, that never happened to me, you know, and I was never married, and, you know, and like, look at this one, you know, they're like a real asshole, look like they say, you know, and like, I judge them, I'm not as bad as them, but, you know, they like came in and I saw them, you know, talking about this and their life started to get better and they weren't drinking. Yeah, I'm still sitting there, like, always lit up. And, you know, that was, like, kind of the thing that opened me up to step two, that there could be a power greater than myself that could restore me to sanity. I don't think I was ever sane in the first place, but that's a whole nother thing. You know, and also, like, going back to my experience, that I can't do it. You know, how many different, like, ways I tried to do it, like, through, you know, I'm just going to go to the gym every night, or just a girlfriend, or more money, or a new car. Like, I did it all, and I always wound up drunk. And sometimes it lasted, you know, I could string together a little more time if I had enough, you know, gratifying events. But I always wound up, you know, I can't produce, like, the change that I need to have. And that's, like, what I saw firsthand. Going back to my own experience, you know, and the guy actually at this time who was really helping me, he's one of those guys I judged, like, right before I went out the first time, I saw this guy, he got out of rehab, and I was like, this guy is such a disaster, and I was like, I'm going to hang out with him, so, really, true story, you know, so we're talking, you know, and I would say something to him, and like 2 minutes later, he'd ask me the same question, and I'd be like, what a mess, you know, and I'd be like, oh my God, and like I'd like you know, I'd like make fun of him to his face, and I'd be like, "Yo, you're so fried! Like, what's going on with you?" You know, and like this is like 3 years later now. He's like on fire, sponsoring people. You know, he's not forgetting stuff anymore. He's like healthy now, and you know, he's talking about, you know, he always talks about, you know, you need to get with God, you need to have a relationship with God, you don't need to have it right away, but going through this work is what's going to do it. You know, and he didn't do it outlined in the big book, you know, he had his own methods to do it. It got me to where I had to go, you know, I know that now, you know, but I was willing, you know, and I was like, you know what, if it worked for him and it worked for all these other people, you know, my way, like, doesn't work. And that was enough of step two. You know, I saw maybe he explained it so well to me. Oh man, my water. Sean, can you get my water for me, please? Thank you. You know, he just said, like, maybe you just had a bad experience with religion, you know, growing up. Like, the nuns always scolding you in class and all that. And, you know, maybe God can be different. And what worked then was writing on a piece of paper my characteristics of a best friend, you know, because I needed to come up with my own conception of God. And that's why Alcoholics Anonymous is so cool. I don't have to have that conception that the Catholic Church gave me, you know, or any other religion defines for me. You know, I get to make my own, you know. And, like, I was like, you know, he's going to be cool, he's going to be funny, you know. And I started looking for those things as I, like, went through my day. And my conception has changed over time. You know, and all I could say, like, God is everything today. You know, I always lived under this premise that, if, like, and I always heard a speaker, you know, he's like my favorite, Joe Hawk from California. He would always say, if it feels good, it's good. If it feels bad, it's bad. Like, that's how I operated, and it's not like that today. You know, the worst things that have happened to me have really turned out to be the best things for me to, like, grow in this relationship with God. You know, and that's, like, how I look at it today. You know, I've, like, really had a trying month for the month of November. It really wasn't like a fun month, but yeah, I feel like so much more connected today after going through that month and seeing everything I saw and going through it and like being there and God being able to move me in different places. It's like, you know, and I just don't say when something happens, the normal reaction isn't anymore, oh, that's bad, you know, because it probably isn't. It's probably just me being moved to, grow in my relationship, you know, because I always used to, like, just react, oh, my God, and then I was all over the place and crazy. But, you know, it started, like, for me as a new person in recovery, it was, making the characteristics that he is forgiving. You know, I had to get rid of that because, like, I did, like, a lot of grimy stuff out there, you know, and I was like, God would want nothing to do with me. You know, but there's that line in the bottom, on the bottom of one of the pages in We Agnostics, how it says God's all, like, the realm of the spirit's all-inclusive. And that made me feel like, you know what, maybe, like, I do have a shot here. And that, you know, I don't need to, come to believe. It's just that I'm willing that there is something greater than me and I can't pull this off on my own. And that's what it was, you know. Lo and behold, you know, 4 years later, standing here, still removed from the drink. And it wasn't by the grace of Chris. It was, you know, today. I know, by the grace of God. You know, so now we'll talk about step three. And, you know, it's like you always hear, you know, it's just a decision. But I think, like, before this decision, there's, like, some specific stuff in the program outlined in the big book. Was I convinced of the ABCs? That's, like, the first thing. Was I powerless over alcohol? You know, it's like, you know, like Stevie Wonder could see this, you know. I don't really, like, I could joke about it today, but, you know, it was, like, really, like, at that point, like, you know, and it was being explained to me that I'm going to start to live a different way of life because my way of life was just, you know, it did not work. It got me here. And I was lucky I was here. I should have been probably, you know, somewhere else, not as nice. That, you know, am I gonna live this way of life? Am I convinced in my life run on self-will could hardly be a success? You know, and that's, like, that's so important. And, you know, I had to go back through everything. And, you know, and when they, you know, and like, I like to plug my name in the book when we're going through it, because, like, I make it personal, and the line that always got me, like, Chris is a producer of confusion rather than harmony, even in my best moments. Like, even when I had some, like, good intention, it would still blow up and turn into, like, an absolute, like, disaster. And I'm like, geez, you know, I'm like, I can't even do, like, something when I have good intentions, right? Yeah, and it all kind of just came full circle that, you know what, maybe if I start to live by these principles, like, this way of life, not only, you know, I always hear, you know, I'm going to do steps 4 through 9, and, you know, and, yeah, that's, like, one thing, but I'm really going to try to start to change as a person, you know, and not like, be this grimy individual that I've been for, 25 years, you know. So, and when I consider these things and I see, then I'm like, okay, you know, I'm going to do this prayer, like, as an affirmation that I really am going to do it. Yeah. And I, the way I did it, I wrote my own personalized third step prayer, because it says the words are optional as long as they're voiced without reservation. You know, so I did, like, my own, and it was cool, and I carried it around with me. You know, and I think you only say it once, though. You know, it's not like you do that prayer once as an affirmation, you know, that I'm going to follow through with this way of life. But whether you do it every day, you know, I don't do the third step every day. You know, that's just me. I know a lot of people do. That's a personal thing. But it was just like, I said that third step prayer, you know, and I was ready to go on with the course of action outlined in the big book, because, you know, I was convinced that I was going to drink again and that action had to be taken to ensure that I wouldn't, you know. And I trusted my sponsor, and that was the other thing, everything he told me, because it worked for him. You know, so I said the prayer, and, you know, we'll talk about what we did next after that next week. So I talked too long, I'm sorry, but thank you, the meeting is...